From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been laid to rest in a military burial in Israel. His funeral followed an official memorial ceremony for the controversial politician, who died last week after several years in a coma. A number of high-profile international leaders attended the state commemoration, which took place outside Israel's parliament, the Knesset. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Israeli President Shimon Peres delivered the eulogy to Ariel Sharon at the ceremony, attended by Vice President Joe Biden and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, among other international leaders. In his speech, the U.S. Vice President praised Ariel Sharon for his tenacity, but also acknowledged he was a complex man, to whom reactions were profoundly mixed. The ceremony attracted thousands of mourners from all political persuasions.
The United States and Russia are discussing the possibility of establishing localized ceasefires in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Paris ahead of peace talks in Geneva next week. Kate Fisher has more.
Both Mr. Kerry and Mr. Lavrov said they hope that ceasefires could be in place before the talks, along with plans for prisoner exchanges and the opening of humanitarian corridors. But the Secretary of State sought to manage expectations for early success in the negotiations between the Syrian regime and opposition forces. On the subject of Iran's participation in the peace talks, Mr. Lavrov and Mr. Brahimi said Iran should take part, but Mr. Kerry said it must first of all endorse the goal of the negotiations, that is, the establishment of a transitional government to rule Syria.
Former U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has candidly expanded on the controversial criticism of President Obama and Vice President Biden found in his new memoir, Duty. In an interview with NPR, Gates lambasted the president's staff, saying they in turns were inept in job performance and gave the president poor counsel, stoking discord between President Obama and military leaders. However, the former defense secretary also said he took pains in his book to describe the president in a nuanced and fair manner, saying that President Obama was personally kind and always made decisions he felt to be in the country's best interest. In his interview, Gates said that some of his most controversial quotes are being taken out of context by those looking to use them for their own political ends.
Some people who have a narrative on Obama and the war got out there early with their take on what I've written, and I think shaped their discussion of the book to support their narrative of what had taken place.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. India is now officially polio-free, as it's been 3 full years since the last reported case of the disease. The news comes after years of a massive public health campaign. India's Minister of Health called it a monumental milestone. Residents in the U.S. state of West Virginia have been told a 5-day ban on tap water following a chemical spill will soon be lifted. A leak into the Charleston River has meant that as many as 300,000 people in West Virginia have been without running water for washing and cooking. It's unclear how and why the leak occurred. Priscilla Huff is in West Virginia with the latest.
West Virginia's governor says there is a light at the end of the tunnel for this water crisis in Charleston, West Virginia. The Elk River has been consistently testing for the past 24 hours for significantly lower levels of the toxic chemical, which shut off the public water supply to 300,000 residents in 9 counties. With these lower levels of this toxic chemical that was spilled from Freedom Industries, that means they can begin to test the public water supply and begin to flush out the entire system. The top priority, local officials say, for the region are the hospitals, and then they're going to try to allow people back.
And according to a new report, initial estimates that half of the United Kingdom's population will be obese by 2050 have underestimated the scale of the problem, and that Britain is in danger of surpassing that projection. Natalie Powell reports from London.
The obesity lobby group says it wants to see health officials tackle the problem by introducing hard-hitting awareness campaigns, much in the same way that they've done for smoking in the UK. Original estimates made by the Foresight report in 2007, predicting that 50% of the UK will be obese by 2050, are now thought to underestimate the problem. Campaigners say that 7 years on from those estimates, and the situation in the UK is not improving.
And that's the latest feature story. News. Rebecca Foster reporting.